is Al Simpson. Though Clinton campaigned hard for a line item veto to help balance the budget, many Dems in Congress still say no to him. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, Bill Clinton isn't even president yet. An ugly gridlock between the president-elect and Congress over the line item veto is already in force. When Bill Clinton decided the other day to test the waters for his line item veto proposal, the Democrat Pirionas in the Senate nearly gnawed his hand off. Bill Clinton is right, Ted. At a time when our country is staring straight down the gullet at record deficits, the very last thing we need are self-centered territorial politicians in the Congress. We must act swiftly to shed the taxpayers of wasteful pork barrel spending. Ted, if you liberals blow this golden opportunity, all of your long and tireless efforts to cover your fannies for creating the deficit will be exposed for all Americans to see. Ted, do a good thing. Give yourself and the taxpayers a break and support Clinton on this one.
Al, I support the line item veto like many other Democrats. We may not see it as a miracle cure that you right-wingers do, but it's a useful part of any strategy to reduce excessive federal spending. 43 governors have it, Al, and there's no reason the president shouldn't have it too. Instead of having to veto an entire spending bill, the president could single out items he doesn't like. Congress would still have the chance to override such a veto. Frankly, I'm glad to hear that you're still for the line item veto, Al. I hope that's true of your Republican colleagues, too. It will be interesting to see how Republicans line up in the coming battle. They were all for the line item veto when President Reagan and President Bush sought it, but with Bill Clinton in the White House, will they still be for the line item veto, Al, or just very still? This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.